So here is a continuation of our talk with Walt from Black Duck as we get into more grouse and woodcock talk, as well as how soon the leaves are going to start dropping. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Let's talk about what your expectations are with the leaves dropping. Where do you think we are with that right now?
Well, you know, when I got to Newberry, the color had changed at all. And when I left 4 days later, it was changing. So, and again, it's a guess on my part. I'm guessing if the temps continue like they are, that the, within the next week, 10 days, we're going to be full color or, you know, go almost through it.
Well, we're supposed to get some significant rain starting tonight through tomorrow. I mean, significant rain. So I guess that's going to knock a few leaves and ferns down as well, don't you think?
Yep, and I noticed the ferns over, again, in Newberry, they must have had a frost because most of the ferns were dead. They just needed to get knocked down.
Okay. Well, what are you hearing elsewhere around the UP?
Well, you know, I talked to some guys, and they're just having a terrific year, and then I'm talking to other guys, and we're not finding anything. So it could be one of these deals where you might have had a cold, wet rain in one area that affected the chicks, where it didn't affect them in another area. And also remember, just because you had a good grouse spot for the last 5 years doesn't mean that this year's going to be a good spot. Once those trees hit a certain length, grouse move out of them.
You're talking like the aspen and...
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's their majority of their source of food.
Okay.
Especially after it gets cold, is they eat bugs.
Well, I'll leave you with this thought. All the reports we're getting in fact, we got one from just northeast of you in Paradise that said the grouse numbers were terrible. But everything we're hearing is away from Lake Superior. You got to get inland a good 10 miles from Lake Superior.
Well, I guess the counter to that is that one of the spots we were hunting over in Newberry was closer to Paradise than was Newberry, and boy, we did well in there.
Oh, wow. Well, who knows? Maybe they just got to get out of that particular area. Who knows?
If you're going to hunt grouse and woodcock, you've got to expand your area every year. You can't go back to the same haunts for 10 years because it'll grow old and the birds will move out.
Yeah. Well, Walt, I appreciate your time. Anything else you want to leave them with?
Get out there, get those dogs on the ground. Like my favorite dog trainer, George Hickok, says, no birds, no bird dogs.
Got to get them over birds, and they can do that at your place there at Black Duck, right?
Absolutely. I've got to make a run tomorrow downstate to get a bunch more birds. I'm running out of birds. I can't keep them in fast enough.
Chuckers, ringneck pheasant, what else?
Bobwhite quail.
There you go. How do they get a hold of you?
Call me at 906-399-0557, or they can go to the Black Duck webpage. It's blackduckhuntingpreserve.com.
Walt Noah from Black Duck Hunting Preserve in Rapid River, thank you for your time, my friend.
Okay, talk to you next week.
This is The Outdoor Show.